Firenze, where craft lives in the walls and the light edits itself. Firenze wasn't on my original list. A friend, Matteo, made it happen, a true divine intervention. By this point, cathedrals were starting to make me yawn. It wasn't their fault. I was just burning out. My issues with cities were starting to show. Then I found myself at Firenze's highest point. And suddenly everything clicked. From up there, with the entire city laid below me, the details I'd missed from the streets below came alive. The textures, the intricate carvings on buildings, the way the birds filled the vast sky, it all stood out in a new, exciting light. I didn't even want to take photos, mostly because I was exhausted. But Firenze didn't care. It was still unreal.